Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. The Reno Tahoe International Airport is preparing for heavy travel during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Airport officials released a statement saying they expect passenger numbers to return to pre-COVID levels. Roughly 15,000 passengers are expected on peak travel days. With ongoing staffing shortages, travelers should leave extra time for their TSA security check, the airline check-in, and parking. All travelers must wear a face covering until mid-January in airports and on airplanes, even if they have proof of vaccination. The Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued subpoenas for documents and testimony from two Nevada-based political operatives. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent reports.
The committee said in letters to Dustin Stockton and Jennifer Lynn Lawrence that the couple assisted in organizing the rally that was held near the White House just before the riot. At the rally, former President Donald Trump urged his supporters to, quote, fight like hell. The committee cited press reports that Stockton and other organizers collectively communicated with Trump, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and others about the rally, as well as other events planned to coincide with the certification of election results. The couple released a statement saying that they want to tell their side of the story, but did not say if they would comply with the panel's requests. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
And that story was originally reported by Humberto Sanchez. A new study shows snow levels can have a big impact on the ecosystem and how it recovers after a severe wildfire. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Fire is a natural process that's critical for maintaining a healthy forest. But big burns like the Caldor Fire, which threatened Lake Tahoe, are getting more severe due to climate change. According to Ann Nolan, it's also changing how burned areas grow back because the West is getting more rain and less snow.
We know that snowpack matters before a fire, and this study brings some awareness to the fact that snow matters after a fire.
Nolan is a professor at the University of Nevada, Reno. She and her colleagues looked at the Rocky Mountains in Montana and Idaho, as well as the Columbia River watershed. They found a close relationship between the level of snow in a given year and the amount of new growth that came after. That's because the snowpack acts like a savings account for water, which helps trees get through the dry season. As the West becomes hotter and drier, Nolan says we may have to adjust our expectations of what wildfire recovery looks like. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has named a senior advisor on energy policy as the next president of the powerful state body that regulates utilities. Alice Reynolds is set to lead the five-member California Public Utilities Commission starting at the end of this year. The commission plays a significant role in monitoring utilities like Pacific Gas and Electric as they grapple with wildfire safety and power shutoffs. It also oversees telecommunications, rail, water, and transportation companies like Uber and Lyft. Reynolds has a long history in energy policy. The city of Reno is receiving a federal grant for $500,000 to support local arts organizations as they recover from the pandemic and continue reopening efforts. Nick Stewart reports.
The National Endowment for the Arts selected Reno for the grant, which will be used to provide subgrants to local art agencies. Organizations based in Reno will be able to apply early next year. The money will be used for saving jobs, funding operations, buying safety supplies, and promoting artistic endeavors to encourage attendance. In total, more than $20 million will be given to 66 agencies. Mammoth Lakes Recreation also made the list and will receive $150,000 in American Rescue Plan funds. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.
And the Sugar Bowl Resort at Lake Tahoe has postponed the start of ski season, becoming the third resort in the region to delay their opening days due to uncooperative weather. The Sacramento Bee reports that Sugar Bowl had planned to open Friday, but announced the delay due to forecasts calling for more mild and dry weather. Heavenly and North Star Resorts have also announced they would not be open by the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. None of the resorts announced rescheduled openings. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.